Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So glad to have you listening. Well, we are here every day, hopefully to bring you conversations that inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, every once in a while, we do a show called Songs and Verses, and we have a theme around it where we take your calls, we play songs, and we hear your verses. And today I want to talk about fear. I actually posted the question on my Facebook page, is there a particular go-to song that you go to help put fear under your feet? Had over 500 responses, and so we assembled a list of about 8 songs that we're going to play, but I still want to know if you've got songs that are your favorites. Maybe we can pull them up. I also came with a long list of verses, so I don't want the pressure to be on you to come up with a verse unless you have one at the tip of your tongue. So my two questions for you right now, and those who get on the air, we have either, if you want a copy of Fully Alive, I've got that for you, or a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. But here are my two questions. One, what are you afraid of? Or two, how has God helped you to put fear under your feet? What are you afraid of? And how has God helped you put fear under your feet? You don't have to answer both. You can, one or the other. Phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And I address the topic of fear significantly in my book, Fully Alive, because if you've followed me long enough, you know fear has been a battle that I've wrestled with my whole life. Until this last health battle, I've had a major breakthrough. I would say 90% gain, victory. I mean, it's just a small thing for me now where it used to be a major thing. And one of the things that I said in the book, and I want to say to you now, is God will sometimes allow an overplayed enemy attack when he knows you're strong enough to win the battle, to position you for freedom. He'll sometimes allow an overplayed enemy attack where it feels like the furies of hell have been aimed at you, but you're not who you were, you're not where you were, and you rise up and you fight and you realize, I'm stronger than I was. God's done deep work in me, and as you engage in the battle, you find a deeper level of freedom. But also, as I say throughout the book, the storms reveal the lies we believe and the truths we need. Those storms will bring up things that are embedded that you don't even know that you believe. And suddenly you see the lie for what it is, and you see the truth that you need. It's always about freedom. God is always taking us to places of freedom. And Jesus knows exactly how to unearth the layers of your fears and your hurts and your pains without destroying you. So you can call, you can text, tell me, what are you afraid of? How has God worked in your life to help you overcome fear? Or you want to tell me one of your favorite songs or verses with relation to fear. I want to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can email middays at myfaithradio.com. Now, these songs that I'm going to be playing in a little bit are really probably the top 7 that people requested, but I want to play a song first from somebody I've never heard of, but when people heard that I was asking about this question, this artist named Alan Scott said, well, I've heard you're asking this question, so here's a song that I wrote and did, and it's amazing, so I want you to hear it. It's called Fearless by Alan Scott.
Fearless! In the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. If enemies surround me, I know you are near. You're bigger than all I can see. You are holding on to me. If night comes a little closer, you'll light my way. When the road's a little longer, singing victory songs over every path I'm on. I wanna live fearless. I believe. You promises. I believe. You are for me. This I believe. Fearless.
love that song. That's Alan Scott, Fearless, new artist. But wow, I like that song. Susie Larson here. I don't want you to leave me hanging, okay? You might be on your lunch hour. You just might have to step away and pick up the phone. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. Or maybe we can pray for you. You can also email middays@myfaithradio.com. Kelly writes in, she says, thanks for Susie for all you do and for the staff at Faith Radio. I recently had a mini stroke, fear of dying because of bad dreams. I'm praying my doctors allow me to travel so I can go on a missions field in Bulgaria in July. Please pray for me. Well, Father, we lift up Kelly to you and we ask for full healing, full restoration in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she loves you, she follows you wholeheartedly, and we ask you for a miracle, that you give her the desire of her heart. You'd only not only heal her, but you'd open the door for her to go on this mission trip that she's been planning on. Thank you for your precious girl, in Jesus' name. Amen. 877-933-2484. You can text, or you can call, or you can email. But one thing you can't do is leave me sitting here all by myself. Otherwise, I'm playing songs the whole hour. So Carter Conlon says this. He says, God sets before us something impossible, a life where his promises are true, where we walk in his power, where healing flows through our lives, where we are able to win a society bent on rebellion to the things of God. He assures us with his promise to keep and guide to fulfillment of his word. All the while, the enemy attempts to get us look inward at our own frailty and tells us it cannot be done. He hopes we'll shrink back in fear. We must settle the fact that there will always be competing voices in our ears. The voice of God with his promises to us and the voice of the enemy magnifying the opposition and magnifying our frailties. We got to settle the idea that there will always be competing voices in our ears. One saying, the enemy saying, you can never do this, you'll never pass through here. And God saying, go forward, take the land. It's a good land. I want to hear from you. What are you afraid of? That's one question. Two is maybe God's helped you overcome fear and what you have to say is something somebody else needs to hear. Or maybe there's a song that's really ministered to you or a verse that's ministered to you. This is a Songs and Verses on Middays Today, and I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We've got Sue checking in from Manville. Hey, Sue, thanks for calling, and you get whatever you want for being the first caller. I mean, I think we'll give you two books for calling. Thanks for calling today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. My favorite song is Fear is a Liar by Zach Williams.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's been called in or sent in.
Nope.
Or is already on your list.
But. Nope, that's on our list because it was the top song requested. We have it on our list to play, but you are so right. Tell me why you love that song.
Oh, I just, I feel like it really just spoke to my heart. There were a lot of areas where I had a lot of questions and just was putting myself under a lot of stress. And when I heard that song, one of my daughters recommended that song to me. And when I heard it, it just, I don't know, everything just fell away from me. And it just was a real blessing.
Very good, Sue. Thank you for calling. So stay on hold. Give Chris your address. You can either get a copy. Well, I'm going to give you both. I mean it, though. A copy of my book, Fully Alive, and a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. So tell her what kind of books you like. Give her your address. We'll get something in the mail to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Here's Fear is a Liar by Zach Williams.
Told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, that you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace can never change. Take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness. Cast your fear in the fire. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire.
We're going to pause and take a break. Renee checking in from Bronx, New York. We're going to get your call after the break. Give us a call. Talk to us. We want to pray for you as well. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. Middays, I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening. Every once in a while, about once a month, we do something called Songs and Verses, and we try to do it around a theme. Well, today we're talking about fear, how to put fear under your feet. And if you're able to call in, we're going to get you either a copy of my book, Fully Alive, or a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. And we can pray with you if you've got a fear that you can't overcome, or maybe you've got a word to share with someone else of how you have overcome. I've got, you know, another question is, what are you afraid of? I would love to hear from you. Is there a song or a verse that's been speaking to you? So you've got a whole array of options to call in, 877-933-2484. We've got a list of songs that we're going to be playing. I polled people on Facebook, got over 500 responses. So we kind of grabbed the top seven answers of songs. Got another couple coming up next. Again, if you get on the air, we would love to get a book into your hands, 877-933-2484. Is it Rennie checking in from Bronx, New York? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there, Susie.
Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. I enjoy speaking with you. I spoke to you maybe a year or two ago, and you encouraged me, and things are, God is working.
Great.
God is working, and I'm walking in faith.
That's great. So tell me this. You want to give a testimony about how you've overcome fear?
Well, yes. I find myself that I still don't trust the Lord in areas, because we're always growing. So I find myself feeling that I'm abandoned at times, and I become afraid, but I'm not abandoned, because that's just the root of the past, and now I know I'm an adopted child of God. And I've been separated. I know that, you know, and that I'm different. And when he calls me out to do something or trust him even more, it's about his grace and resting in his grace and mercy and not trying to do it on my own. But when I become afraid, I realize I'm not walking in grace.
Mm.
So he tells me, come back. And it's literally, I can feel the fear when I'm not in his grace.
Yeah.
So I have to come back, and I just yield. Because sometimes in striving, I've learned how to strive so much. He says, no, just rest in me. And it's a constant. So his word has fortified me, and definitely he has sent confirmation. And usually when you're different and set apart, it doesn't work the same way for everyone else. He just has a different walk for you. And to know that I'm different, it's okay. I don't have to be afraid, but to step into it by grace.
Amen, Renee. Thank you so much for that. As you're sharing, I'm thinking of Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I love what I hear you saying too, Renee, is just it's one step at a time.
Yeah.
Because he gives us grace for the present moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes,
good.
Yes, definitely. When we step out of that present, you have no control, so you're going to become anxious and unaware and fearful. So you have to come. And it's so beautiful how he pulls you back.
Yeah.
Or you realize, oh, this is not my territory. Where am I? Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Let me move back. And then he's teaching me, be quiet in your soul. He's teaching me about my emotion and my will and my mind, bringing that on. And it's like you have to come so quiet. But then he's teaching me it's a good place.
It's a good place.
And you become more and more acquainted with that area, and you just want to stay there.
Yeah. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for calling. And if you already have a book, a Fully Alive book, then let Carissa know. But we want to get you a book of some kind. We so appreciate the call, honey. Thank you. So hang on and give Carissa your address, 877-933-2484. Now, Carissa's checking in from Colorado. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, darling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Well, this is definitely a very close struggle to my heart, and I was realizing it's hard for me to see a lot of progress, but as I look back over past year even, I think I've made some progress in being able to just be more firm with not allowing fear, and I'm not quite to where you are yet with it, but it's been good for me just to not give it as much space as I used to in my life, but it's still a constant struggle for sure. And I think the area I most struggle with fear is feeling helpless and feeling like it's up to me to find the path for physical healing and to provide for myself and to take care of myself because I'm alone so much, instead of trusting my Heavenly Father to take care of me and, you know, knowing that he is truly never going to leave me or forsake me. But it's one thing to tell myself in my head, and it's another thing for my heart to get that message these days. So that's still a big struggle, even just today, with feeling like the symptoms were going to take me out. And I just had to say, no, I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to listen to you. And one of the songs that I sing the most is Raise a Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. We've got that on our list, Chris. And what it's worth, I'm having a bad day symptom-wise today, too. Not the best day. And, you know, you have moments of discouragement. But, again, you are more in the thick of the health battle. I feel like I'm through the worst of it. And when you're in the thick of it, the fear thing does seem to loom larger. But God in you is an overcomer. You know, Jesus in you is an overcomer. This is not an equal fight even. And the enemy will not have the last say, and nor will the sickness have the last say in your life. And Father, I just pray for Carissa. Mm-hmm. I thank you. And we forbid the enemy to speak to her in the name of Jesus. We forbid the enemy to have his way in her life. You say what we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. We bind that spirit of sickness in her life, and we release the power of the Holy Spirit to restore everything the enemy has tried to steal from her. And I pray joy would enter her heart even now, even today, and you'd restore everything that enemy has stolen from her. We thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless
you,
my girl.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Yeah, and make sure you give Carissa your address, okay? I know you have Fully Alive, but we'll get you something else, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Bless you, dear. All right, we've got Steve checking in from Fargo. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling and not letting me sit here all by myself. Appreciate you. Does that sound desperate or what?
No, that's awesome. I just thought it was so ironic that, well, it wasn't ironic, but your question, what's your favorite verse? And you talk about worrying, and literally, I don't know if I call it my life verse, but it's definitely probably my favorite verse, so I guess it is. Matthew 6:34, which I read it like probably almost every other day, and don't worry. Basically, God's saying, don't worry about tomorrow.
Hmm.
Today's troubles are enough for today.
Indeed, indeed. So good.
And you know, once I let go of that, it's like life is so much easier, so much more simple, so much more joyful. It's like it's so easy to worry about everything you can't control. You know, it's just once you kind of let it go, it's like
It's so
hard
true.
To imagine how awesome it is.
It's really the call to travel lighter than we do. You know, and I always apply things to physical fitness because I think the laws of our physical health so apply spiritually. And it's like if you try to carry something heavy with your arm stretched right out in front of you, you'll damage yourself. You hurt your joints, hurt your back. And it's the same thing as trying to carry tomorrow on today's strength. We can't do it without injuring ourselves. And so to hold things close and stay in the present is where the grace is. So thank you so much for that, Stephen.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, my favorite song is your intro song every day.
Oh, really? Yay!
When you first came on, the very first intro, I'm like, oh, sweet. That's like my favorite song.
Well, I
can
just
hear my favorite song at the beginning of your show every day.
I'm so happy about that. I mean, that song never gets old to me. So thank you, Steve, for calling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
God bless you, my friend.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You have a blessed day as well. Steve talking about that tomorrow has enough worries for themselves. And I see Frank and Tracy, but we are just a little bit out. I wonder if we can grab Frank before we have the break. Do you think we have time, Ted? Okay, let's try to grab Frank. Hey, Frank, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
You're very welcome, Susie. Probably the most powerful experience in my life in dealing with fear happened after my wife passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2002. I asked the Lord for a new vision for my life. He led me to quit my job as a school bus driver. I've been driving it for about 10 years, and eventually I obeyed in September of 2003. And the day I did that, I walked into the garage of the place I was renting, looked up at the rafters, and said, Lord, have I just made another mistake? And he spoke to me. But it wasn't a voice in my head. It literally boomed from the center of my being. Be still and know that I am God. And those words carried me through all kinds of difficulties after that, until the time when I eventually was able to start working at Lovelines.
Wow.
And, as he comforted me through all that difficulty, I've been able to comfort others.
Frank, we're going to a hard break, but I got to say, anybody like you and like my sister who comes back after the loss of a spouse and rises up and ministers to others, you are a superhero. You absolutely are. To rebuild your life and to get a vision that God has something more for you to do, and then to do it, you seriously are a superhero. And I want you to hang on, Frank. Give Carissa your email address or your mailing address. We'll get you a book. Sorry, I'm tumbling over myself. Tracy from Burnsville, we'll get you next. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Much for tuning in to Middays. Great choice, Ted. Thanks. Ted Ross is producing today. I'm Susie Larson, and once a month we do something called Songs and Verses, where we have you call in, share your favorite verses, ways that God's speaking to you these days, and songs that are ministering to you. And once in a while we choose a theme. Well, today's theme is around fear, and I polled people on my Facebook page, what songs are your favorites around fear? And we've got over 500 responses. We've got about six songs that we chose, the top six. We'll be playing as we take your calls, and I'm just going to be super vulnerable here. This noon show, typically in the years past, it's not had a great history of a lot of people calling in. I don't know, probably because you're on your lunch hour. But I wanted you to know, it really encourages me to hear from you. And it's not about me, but let's make it about me for just a moment. I'm just kidding, Ted.
It's okay. I understand what you're saying.
No, let's just be honest. It is about me right now. No, it isn't. But we love to hear from our listeners, don't we?
No, we do. It's so good. It's just affirming that God is
you're
at
there.
Work here, and
yeah.
It's just wonderful to see how he's working in people's lives. It's encouraging for everybody to hear somebody's testimony, right?
Indeed, indeed. So I want to know, you know, we can answer one of several questions. One is, what are you afraid of? Two, how can we pray for you? Three is, maybe you've overcome fear, and you've got a testimony for somebody else, or you've got a favorite song that helps you overcome fear. If you get on the air today, we're getting you a book. I've got a few copies of Fully Alive, but also we've got lots of books off of our Faith Radio shelf. But give us a call, would you? 877-933-2484. You can call or text or email middays at myfaithradio.com. Tracy's checking in from Burnsville. Tracy, first of all, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, and first of all, you encourage me, Susie, so thank you for everything you do.
I
can count on you every day during my lunch hour, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling. We sure appreciate you.
Absolutely. So here's my story. So I voluntarily left my job in February. It was a very toxic situation for me. And I just assumed, given how many years I've been in my field, that I would pick up a job within a few weeks, maybe a month, And here I am today, still without a job, and an exercise in humility for sure. But also, just as the months went on and I didn't have a job and I didn't have an income, I mean, the fear just, it overwhelmed me to the point where I would start counting the cost of every little thing. So I'd do a load of laundry and I'd start to think, how much is this costing me? I can't afford this load of laundry. I mean, ridiculous things. And I realized that's the enemy speaking to me and saying, you should be afraid. You should be afraid because you are not going to get a job. You are worthless. Your skills are not valuable. There was such an attack on me, Susie.
Man.
You know, God spoke to me and said, you need to be with me more. You have more time now. You need to spend time with me. So I started getting up very early because I have small children and have just devoted that time in the morning to the Lord. And I'm telling you, that has made such a difference in my life to have God speak into me first thing in the morning.
Amen.
And say, first you need to hear my voice. And that will shut out all the other voices that you're hearing. So that has been such a blessing to me. And then to surround myself with Christian music, Christian radio throughout the day too. You know, just it fills me up and it reminds me who I am and whose I am.
Tracy, there's several things coming to me. First of all, thank you so much for calling. But there's several things that are coming to me. When you're in a toxic environment, whether that's physically, literally, or emotionally, spiritually, you have to go through a detox period. And I wonder if this time of rest, even though it probably feels like a restless time, is sort of a detoxing period for you. And I also think that enemy wants you to embrace a scarcity mindset, and God wants you to embrace an heir mindset. You know, you're not an orphan; you're a daughter, and you're an heir. And you take it and pray about this. But my sense is that there are little seeds of generosity that you can sow to just kind of poke the enemy in his eye to say, "I'm not going to operate on a scarcity mindset. My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and I am an heir. And when he says it's time, I will have a job." And you start to just you turn the table on the enemy. You make him sorry he messed with you. Where you focus on the riches of your father, you rest instead of be restless, and you see what God will do. Because I think at the right time, he'll open the door. But I think it would be easy to squander this time. I'm not saying you're doing that, but I've been there where I start to feel restless and he's like, actually, this was supposed to be restful. And I'm wondering if God wants you to enter into a place of rest and just heal your soul from what you've walked through. And when the time is right, he'll open the right door, you know?
Yeah, I believe that. Amen, Susie. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And if you already have Fully Alive, let Carissa know that, but give her your address. We'll get you a book off of our faith shelf. So some of the lies the enemy spewed at me in the worst parts of my relapse, my health relapse, some of you know I walked through that in these last few years. One was, you know, since childhood, I can get to you anytime, anywhere. Another was, you'll never be healed or physically, you'll never be healed physically or ever be free. That you should watch your step because at the right time, I'm going to trip you up and take you out. And in the book, Fully Alive, I write just kind of a truth bomb for every one of these lie arrows that came at me. So I can get to you anytime, anywhere. How I came back at that from God's word was this: no, you can't. Jesus is fiercely committed to me and will only allow you to get away with what will serve me in the end. And there's verses there. So I said, either way, you lose, enemy. The other lie was, you'll never be physically healed or free. You'll live with constant symptoms that depress you, with unsettled dread that a worse disease awaits you around the corner. That was something that just hovered over me for years. Well, the truth bomb was, I know I'll be fully healed and symptom-free, if not in this life, the next. And besides, whatever battle I have to face, I'll face it with the Prince of Peace and not the spirit of fear. Either way, overwhelming victory belongs to me because I belong to Jesus. This lie arrow, you should watch your step, because at the right time, I'm going to trip you up and destroy your reputation. You have much to fear. My truth bomb to that was, you're a liar, devil. God plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. He's the one who's able to keep me from falling, to present me before his glorious presence without fault, with great joy. He directs my steps. He delights in every detail of my life. When I stumble, I never fall, for the Lord holds me by the hand. Sometimes you got to come against the truth, the lie arrows that come at you, that the enemy shoots at you, with that shield of faith. And they're truth bombs. You find the truth in Scripture, and you shout it out. You speak it out. Now, we're going to play a song by Francesca Battistelli. This is one of the top requests, and it's kind of a lighthearted tune, but it's great, great lyrics. And Ted said his own wife walks around the house and sings it out loud in the morning.
Right? I wake up to it often, yes.
Yes, exactly. So let's hear it.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid.
I've gone through you're thinking, you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't own. Probably never saw it coming. Something's gotta give, so I give up you. Oh, there's no room for you here. Yeah, I've had enough. The no vacancy sign on my heart is lit up. In case you didn't hear it, here it is again. Oh. To leave.
Ooh, yeah.
If you don't know how to say it, sing along with me. Sing fear you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story.
About the best breakup song I've ever heard. I'm Susie Larson. This is Midday Songs and Verses. Today, we're coming against fear. And one of the best ways to come against fear is to strengthen your attachment to the Lord and your identification with His love. Perfect love casts out fear. Love to hear from you. If you get on the air, you'll get a copy of either my book, Fully Alive, or a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. I talk about in Fully Alive the physiological implications of fear, and that's what changed everything for me. I've battled fear my whole life, but when I started to understand that it was compromising my health, causing inflammation in my body, it was D-Day for me, and I'm like, that is it. I am going after this thing. I cannot afford any more inflammation in my body. So fascinating. So I would love to get a copy in your hands if you want one. Give us a call, 877-933-2484. Let's go to Courtney in Pelican Rapids. Hey, Courtney, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Tell us what you want to share today.
Just something I've kind of learned over time. Like, my position got eliminated because they combined my position with someone else, so I was without a job for about a month. And then when I did get a job, it ended up just being part-time. And I was like, okay, it'll be okay. I'll get another job. And then I ended up not getting another job. And I stressed out for a while of, like, okay, how is this going to work financially? And God has just worked it out so that I have enough. And that's been kind of hard to accept because it's like He's given me more time to write. I'm working on writing a story right now for a book. And it's given me more time, and I know that's the kind of the season I've been in, but I think it's a lot easier for us to want to have the extra money so that we don't have to trust God. We can say, okay, it's here. We don't have to worry about it. but that's really putting our trust in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And so that's just something God's kind of shown me that, you know, it's okay that you're upset, but then give it to him.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on that.
That's so good. You know, I say this a lot, and I don't mean it to sound cliche, but we want relief and God wants redemption. We want a break and God wants a breakthrough. You know what I mean? We want comfort in the moment. And he's like, you know, I'm actually about the total redemption of your story. So if I have to delay or postpone the thing that you want in the immediate moment for the greater good of your story, I'm going to do that. And then when you get through it and you see what God has done, and you're always so grateful. So you press on there, dear sister. He's up to something really good. Thank you for sharing your testimony.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Susie, for all you're doing. You've been a real encouragement and a real blessing.
Wow. Thank you. And thanks for calling and not letting me sit here by myself. I so appreciate that. I'm playing the pity card, Ted. I'm like, you know what? I need you to call me today.
Right. And it's working. They're calling. They're responding.
I'm not above manipulation. I mean, I'm sorry, but maybe next time I'll just let you call out of the goodness of your heart instead of playing the pity card. But I'm appreciative of these people today.
They care about you. You're doing, you're doing well.
Thank you, sir. Let's grab Linda before the break if we can. Hey, Linda, checking in from Bismarck. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes. Several years ago, I left home with my six kids, not knowing where I was going, with
wow.
$80.
Wow.
And God provided every step of the way and took care of every need we had.
Wow. What a testimony of God's faithfulness, Linda. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For sharing. Somebody has to step out today, and they don't know where they're going and how they're going to make it, and they're going to hear you, that you made it, and they're going to be so grateful. Please hang on the line. Give Carissa your address. We'll get you a book of some kind in the mail. Ted, it looks like we're going to have to pause and break here for our last break. Claridith from Sioux Falls will get you on the other side if you're able to hold. It's a Songs and Verses Day on Middays. We'll have a couple more songs to play. Want to know how you've overcome fear or how we can pray for you if you're battling fear? I've got a few texts and emails that have come in as well that I'll try to share as well. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and every month we do something called Songs and Verses, where you call in, give us your favorite songs and the verses God's been speaking to you about. Once in a while, we give a theme to the show. Today, we're tackling fear. It's been really powerful getting your calls, and got a few more songs to play as well. Claridith is calling from Sioux Falls, has a testimony to share. Hey, Claridith, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my story goes back years ago when we were dealing with infertility, and it had been 5 years of trying to have a family, and went through two pregnancies and miscarriages, and was in my third pregnancy, and so frightened, just so anxious and fearful that I'd lose this third baby, and I just came to the point of just releasing it all, knowing that there was nothing I could do to prevent anything bad from happening. And so I just put it in God's hands and rested in him, and he gave such peace. And she was born.
Wow.
Healthy baby, and we gave her the name of Song, that means Song of Joy, Carrie.
Wow.
And yeah, so
thank
God
you, Lord.
Is good.
He's so good. Thank you, Lord. That is amazing, Claire. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Again, someone needed to hear that testimony today, and you're so right. Before the answer comes, we've got to learn to surrender. Make sure, Claire, if you give Carissa your address. I want to address a couple of texts that came in. One, my biggest fear is dying and going to hell for the life I was living and the abortion that I had, she says. No one but one person I confess to knows about this. I'm dealing with chronic illness from all the worries and fears that I have. I don't know how to give it to God and let go. Oh, my goodness, friend, I wish I could wrap my arms around you. You are not condemned to hell for abortion. We're condemned to hell for the sin, but Jesus made a way for us. So anybody who calls on his name will be saved. And he moves your sin as far as the east is from the west. You know what? You've got to trust him. If you've never surrendered your life to Christ, I'm asking you to trust him today. Bend your knee and trust him. And if you've already given your life to him and you say, Lord, I need a savior. I'm a sinner. I need a savior. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from unrighteousness. Your eternity is secure. And he moves your sin as far as the East is from the West. So if you're still then dealing with self-condemnation, that's where you just reject condemnation. That's from the enemy. He's roaring at you because he can and he's getting away with it. And you just got to forbid him to speak. You got it. My mentor always says, I command unrighteousness to shut its mouth. That's what you need to do, is command unrighteousness to shut its mouth. But please do not live with chronic condemnation, thinking that you're destined for hell because you committed the unpardonable sin. Abortion is painful, and there are many casualties around it, but there's forgiveness for you. I'm begging you to trust Christ and trust him with all your heart. Ted, you got another call for us?
Yeah, we can go to maybe Gwen in North Dakota.
Let's take, and that might be our last call that we'll be able to take this hour. We've got a couple songs to play and a couple more emails to read. But hey, Gwen, you're on the air. Thanks so much for holding.
Hi, Susie. Thank you. I just wanted to mention a verse that has meant a lot to me through the years, and Joshua 1:9, where it says to be strong and courageous, do not be terrified. And he just tells us that he's going to be with us wherever we go. And what hit me a few months ago is that he...
Oh, looks like we lost her. Oh, too bad.
Unfortunately.
That's too bad. Gwen, I wanted to hear what you have to say. And we're coming down to the wire here. I've got another text I want to read, Ted, and then I think we need to get our song on, because I just feel like someone needs to hear today. Battle with fear, but I battle it through meditating on Scripture and praying God's Word. Thank you so much for that. Another gal said she'd want to be anonymous, but praying that her husband will come back to the Lord. He's walked away from the family. God, I pray you be the hound of heaven and go after that man and reconcile this family. Let's do this. We're going to play this song, and it's called Belong to You by Here Be Lions. I want to play as much of it as we can, because the enemy cannot take who you are. He cannot have the last say. I just want you to let this soak in, and I'll come back to close us in prayer.
Silence every lie, and no other voice will define me, 'cause I belong to you. I belong to you. By your blood I've been adopted, and I'm taking on. And I need to be reminded that I belong to you. I belong to you. And the enemy can't take what I have or change who I am. I belong to you. No, the enemy. Change who I am. I-
Father, I thank you that you're coming again for your people. And in the meantime, Lord Jesus, we lift our eyes to the hills. Our help actually comes from you. Fear will not have the last say. And yes, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to destroy the works of the enemy. So do that in our lives, God. Destroy the work of the enemy in our life. Turn the table on the enemy. May we rise up in victory. May we rise up in faith and trust and a fierce focus on your word, your promises, your presence. Because you are who you say you are. You're going to do what you say you'll do. And we're going to trust you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name.
Join with heaven singing. And all the saints. Calling on your name, Lord. Because we belong to you. Join with heaven singing. With all the saints. Sing high.
Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.